Robin's worn-out car shuddered to a stop about 12 feet shy of the valet stand in front of the Boston Vescoli Hotel. She opened the door before the valet could get to her.
"I'm so sorry, Ryan," she said, her cheeks burning with embarrassment. "I hope you can get it started."
"No problem, Miss Bartlett," he said smoothly. "We'll take care of it for you. Please don't concern yourself." Rushing, she opened the back door and grabbed her purse and notepad, then slammed it shut and hit it with her hip to make sure it latched. She knew she was going to have to replace this car, and soon. The cold winter seemed to bring out the worst in the machine. Since her promotion from head bartender to restaurant manager at Hank's place, she finally had the extra money to put away and had been saving for a more reliable used car. But she didn't have enough put aside yet. She had to limp the thing along for just another couple of months. The frigid Boston wind bit at her cheeks, and she rushed into the warm lobby of the hotel. Most people working there knew her by now. Tony's executive offices were on the top floor of the hotel, and she had been there several times in the last few months. She thought back to the first time she'd come there, how angry she'd been at Tony, how offended by him. Now she came in smiling, walking on air, coming to meet Maxine and a wedding planner, saying hi to the people she knew personally and basking in their smiles and returned greetings. Green marble, shiny brass, brown leather, thick oriental rugs. It all worked together to create an atmosphere of luxury and style. As many times as she'd come through those doors, she still didn't stop from marveling at the ambiance. It was so beautiful and so rich feeling. Furniture was arranged in different seating areas around the lobby, and Robin wove her way through to the fireplace, where she'd arranged to meet the wedding planner. A tall woman in a red suit with silver hair and a tight bun stood next to the hearth. Robin went straight for her.
"Stephanie?" she said, holding out her hand. "I'm Robin. I'm so sorry I'm late."
If Maxine were already there, Robin imagined her sister would offer something very droll along the lines of,
"Car trouble?"
Stephanie looked her up and down, from the toes of her brown boots, past her jeans and Harvard sweatshirt, to the top of her head, where she had her long blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail.
"Robin Bartlett?"
Stephanie asked. "I never would have guessed you were Maxine's sister." Used to such confusion about their looks, Robin said,
"I look like our mom.
She looks like her dad." She waved at her outfit.
"Sorry I'm so dressed down. I've been in the freezer of my restaurant since 4 this morning trying to organize a meat delivery."
She pushed her coat off of her shoulders as a uniformed concierge approached. She held it out to him with a smile and continued speaking.
"We were up to our eyeballs in Angus steaks, and I didn't hear the alarm on my phone going off reminding me of this breakfast."
Stephanie smiled, but Robin could read the hesitation on her face. Then she asked,
"Are they going to let you in? Isn't there a dress code in the restaurant?"
"It's not a problem." She gestured toward the restaurant. "Maxine will be here shortly. She got tied up in traffic. Cassandra texted me that she had a table waiting for us in the restaurant. Maxine will just meet us there."
"I've worked with Cassandra here before,"
Stephanie said as they approached the hostess stand.
"She is one of the most helpful entertainment coordinators in any hotel around Boston."
"I know. Tony can't say enough about her." Stephanie put a hand on Robin's arm.
"Wait, Tony?"
Robin raised an eyebrow as the hostess approached.
"Yeah, Tony. Tony Vescoli, my fiancé."
"You are Tony Vescoli's fiancé? How did I miss that?"
With a shrug, Robin laughed.
"You never asked."
She turned to the hostess.
"Hi, Amy." "Hi, Robin. Cassandra's already waiting for you. Right this way, please."
Cassandra smiled and held out her hand as Robin approached.
"Hi, Robin. It's nice to meet you in person."
"Likewise," she said as she shook the brunette's hand. Cassandra had a round face with dimples that lit her face up when she smiled. Robin gestured at Stephanie.
"You've met Stephanie Giordano. She's still reeling over the fact that she's going to be working on the Vescoli wedding."
"The Bartlett Vescoli wedding?"
Cassandra enthused. Stephanie sat across from Cassandra.
"I guess I'd read your name in the paper, but never associated it with Maxine. When she called, she wasn't specific."
She asked for a diet soda from the waitress and continued,
"I'm so honored to be asked to do this."
Maxine breezed toward their table, well over 6 feet tall in her 3-inch boots, suede skirt, and silk blouse.
"Sorry, there was a tow truck. Oh, never mind," she said as she took the chair across from Robin. "It's good to see you all."